This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Acts chapter 10, Leroy looks at God's amazing choice to work through people like you and me. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
When I was growing up in Iowa, I learned that farming is a cooperative effort with God. We prepared the soil, planted, and cultivated, but there was absolutely nothing we could do to make the seed sprout and grow. Bringing life from the seed was the work of God. On the other hand, if we had left the seed in the bin and never put it in the ground, we would have had nothing. God expected us to be involved in the process. Can you imagine a farmer trusting the Lord for a good corn crop, but never bothering to take the seed out of the storage bin and plant it? The same principle of cooperation with God is true in witnessing, and we see it clearly at work in the book of Acts. In chapter 2, we saw the Apostle Peter actively involved in the gospel ministry. We saw him talking about the death and resurrection of Jesus, teaching on the lordship of Christ, and having thousands respond to his message of salvation. As I read of Peter's exploits, I say to myself, what a man. What an outstanding example of Christian witness. And it's true. Peter was truly a mighty man of God. But in the last verse of Acts chapter 2, it puts it all back in perspective. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The Lord? I thought Peter was doing all the work. No, it wasn't Peter. It was God. The fruit of witness is really the work of God by the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, just as in farming, the Lord uses people. A clear example of this is found in Acts chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. Remember the story of Cornelius, the centurion who was a devout and God-fearing man? The Bible says one day, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius? Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a remembrance before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring a man named Simon, who is called Peter. Have you ever wondered why the angel didn't just say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved? Why send someone to Joppa to find Simon Peter? Because God uses people, not angels, as His witnesses for Christ. Christian, what a privilege we have to cooperate with God in telling others of His salvation in Christ. Be ready and willing to let Him use you today. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy asks, how can Christians handle being bruised and broken as they seek to walk with Christ? Join us for the answer on Daily Discipleship.